On the contrary, Shabbos is nitcha because of pikuach nefesh. So mazim mesiris nefesh kushiyot Shabbos, and yet we saw the Arizal on umenuchosam yakdishu eshemecha in the Shmone Esrei on Shabbos at Mincha. Arizal says is that that's mesiris nefesh, giving up your life. So just 1 second. That's better. So there's this aspect of Mesiras Nefesh. It's hard to put this, it's hard to summarize this, of course, Kei Sugya. Like this, when somebody gives you something, Sakharis HaToiv, whether we understand this or not, but the bottom line is, there's a lot of says this in Shara Vedas Elokim, and in many places, the Bar Emeso picked this up, that the Kodesh HaToev mechaibs you to give everything. Chayv benafshe. The Gemara says, somebody gave you a bed, you sleep in at night. So you chayv benafshe, you aim your life. Makeshi, just give me a bed. No, there's a Kodesh HaToev which mechaibs you everything. So he can ask you for anything. The only thing he can't ask you for is what he gave you. Somebody gives you a gift. It's yours now. He can't ask you for that back. He can ask you for your life. But he can't ask you for the gift back. So Akadosh Baruch Hu says to the neshama, that's how we got into it. I forgot now. Sorry, it's been a long week. The sugya was is the dialogue that took place between Akadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama. When Akadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama and said, "It's time for you to leave. Come out," the neshama said, "No, I'm very happy here. I don't want to leave Moshe Rabbeinu's goofy. His goofy is a great place for me. I don't want to leave." So this whole dialogue continues. Eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a kiss, and he took his neshama, what's called Neshika's pair. We call it the Misa Neshika. So we don't really understand what that is. Well, if you what the Bale Musa explain here is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that that's the time for the neshama to leave the goof of Moshe, the neshama says, "No, you." He says in the loshon was atay lo kai kol aruches v'ata barasi v'ata yatzati v'ata nesatani b'goof of Moshe. You created me, yesh me'ain. You yatzated me. You asiti the three different loshonos there. Eichi tochen shetevash et hamatana b'chazora. How can you ask for the matana back? The neshama you gave to Moshe is a present. You can't ask for that back. It's mine. I'm not chayv to give you back. Everything else I'm chayv to give you. I give up my life for you. I'm not giving up the neshama. I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right. You're me'achuz right, 100% right. I can't ask it back. I'll pidin. But I'm asking you to give it to me with love, with ava. That's what the neshika represents. Lo pidin. Elimetoich rotzon v'ava. And that's what's called Neshika's Peh. Neshika's Peh is you're right, I can't take your neshama, I'll pidin. I'll pidin, you should live forever. But I'm taking it with love, and I'm asking you to respond to that love. That's why a Neshika is always a good marshal for this, because a Neshika is always two people. You can't have, it's always double. And also the Neshika is something which you can't command. It's something that a person gives up willingly. That's what happened over there. Therefore, you can't mechayv mesiras nefesh. Me'ikar adin, you can't mechayv somebody to be ma'isa nefesh. Because that's mine. You gave me my neshama. I don't have to give it up. You can't force me to give it back. But there is a metzias where in the bris ava, in the av of the matter, the neshika's pair of the matter, that's how you give back your neshama. And then we saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin 9 Dalet, which is what we're learning at the moment in the yeshiva. V'nai noyach einu metzuvim al kiddush Hashem, sherak am Yisrael, shekol subris avim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heima metzuvim al mesiras nefesh u'misa neshika. You hear that? Only Klal Yisrael. What's the difference in Klal Yisrael and v'nai noyach in this area? Why is v'nai noyach not metzuvim al kiddush Hashem? Because Klal Yisrael has a bris ava with Hashem. That's why there's a din of mesiras nefesh. Because al pidin Noach's right. Noach told Avram Avinu, it's also to do what you're doing, jumping into the Kibshanesh. You're not allowed to give up your life for that. אברהם סייטים, על פי דין יראת, בני נוח לא מצוי מסירת נפש, אז קידיש השם. But with me, it's a פריס אבא. הם מצוי מסירת נפש ומיסה נשיקה, אבל הגויים שחיובים כלפי בוירם הם רק מן הדין, וכך זה יש, הם נעצם בלמה של הקוש ברוך, הם מצוי מסירת נפש. זה היה רק דין, there's not פריס אבא with the גויים, זה היה על פי דין. Because the goy is betoich the teva, he explained. That's why the Rebbe chalek in Shabbos, because Shabbos is me'ala teva. Lo shayk levar shemem es ha-nefesh. You can't ask him for his nefesh. You can't ask him to be by his ha-nefesh. Shebetoich ha-teva nimtze shenafsho ha-chiyun is zu kol mahusa. That's his essence. Vim silek nafsho im mitbatel hu min ha-metzias. When his neshama leaves the goof, he ceases to exist. He's mitbatel min ha-metziyut. Rami kayim. Yitin is nafsho, so why should he give his nefesh? Ma yishalo, achreze, what's he got left? The yid gives up his nefesh, he's got the whole of olam haba left. The goy gives up his nefesh, there's nothing left, so why would he give it away? Shavuri, yom says nafsho, ele chayecha koidme. You could exiv, kol ashe ele ish yiten ba'ad nafsho. So kol nigma, im achayim atzma. Everything ends with life itself. Aber mi sheyesh lo chelek milamala min ha-teva, somebody who's got a chelek, he's above the teva, his whole essence, his whole world, his whole being is mevutel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows that his whole essence is just Rotzen Hashem. Why am I here? Because that's the Rotzen Hashem, and that's what keeps me alive. The Rotzen Hashem would cease, I would also cease. I'm connected to a much higher dimension. So the more he gives up his life, the more he's alive. The more he's Moise Nefesh, the more he gives up of himself more and more to Kodesh Baruch, the more alive he becomes, because he's connected to that world where that reality functions. And those are some of the ideas we put together last week. And we ended up by saying, V'yosh shvirus ha'ava shebebris ava ha'gedoyla ben Hashem Yisbaruch ben Yisrael, ki ha'shabbos kodesh, what's the greatest covenant that we have with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Shabbos. V'lochen mekoich ha-Shabbos, bo mesiris nefesh al kiddush Hashem, kol heicha shiyorog val yavo. V'zuhu al menuchosom. Ano mekoich menucha, Shabbos, v'dveikas, ba'a v'lubayram, yagdishu es shemecha. Vaya, the menucha of Shabbos, the ceasing from the 39 melachos on Shabbos, that's mekadashem shemayim, that's yagdishu es shemecha. Okay, it's a complicated sugya, not Poshut. Just wanted to get some of the main points together again and go right and see how this fits more into Shabbos, because right now we just spoke of this aspect of Mesiris Nefesh, and the Mesiris Nefesh can never be Bidin. The Mesiris Nefesh always comes because of the Bris Ava. That's why I think the Rambam says that if a person wasn't Yarag Val Yavoy, he's not punished, because he was honest. It means it's another dimension that you have to go to in order to give up your life for Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't. Okay. I'm sure as we go further in that Gemara, we'll have more to say about the subject, about Mesiris Nefesh. Aval, tov, that's the etzem. Kuf Mem Zayin, Perek Beis, paragraph Beis, V'nei. Legabai Shabbos Atzmoy Nema, עצמו נאמר להלוכה וחי בהם. היינו שפיקוח נפש דויכה שבס. I mentioned right in the beginning, how can the Rizal say that Shabbos is בגדר ועל מנוח רסום יקדיש לשמח, he's talking about מסירת נפש, when we know that the loch of Shabbos is וחי בהם ולא יומוס בהם. And we know that פיקוח נפש is דויכה שבס, we've gone into that at length, we had a whole, in the 930 issue, we had a whole riches about how we see how choshev a Jew's life is that even all the Shabbosim are דויכה. מכל מקרינו בדור שלפנינו, כי ישראל היו בגולוס אצל הנאצים ימח שמוים ואצל הרוסים ימח שמום, וערבו ציביר, היו כאיב להם ביוסר שהיו מוכרוכים מפני פיקוח נפש לחלל שבס. The hardest thing for the yid and there, I'm not talking about from the, besides the physical suffering, but in the spiritual aspect, the hardest thing for them was the having to be Mechal Shabbos, where they were by the Nazim Yimach Shmoyim, where they were in Siberia with the Russians or whatever. The greatest pain was the Mechal Shabbos. V'ayuchidim shebekol zot, mostru nafsham b'miuchad al shmiru Shabbos. And there were those that gave up their lives miuchad for shmiru Shabbos. Shmiru Shabbos, that for them was, you're allowed to be machal Shabbos to save a life, but there were many that couldn't. V'lo nichnas kan l'alocha ba'elu afonim mutalim so nefesh b'mokam sha'enu machayv al pidin. I'll get into the alochas here. Are you allowed to be moise nefesh when the din doesn't require to? If someone's moise nefesh was Shabbos when he should have been machal Shabbos, what can happen to be zoynesh? And lo nichnas l'kol ha'alocha shel ha'sugya zeh. That's also a fascinating subject. Lo kol kach pashut. We're not about with the goyis forcing you to be machal Shabbos because they're a shmad. Where there, maybe you have to give up your life even for the smallest avera. There's a lot of halachas here. We're not nichnas la halacha of the subject. In what ways you're allowed to be moise nefesh? Aval lechayre roim sheyesh inyan miyuchad al mesiras nefesh al shmiras Shabbos. We see that in shmiras Shabbos there is some aspect, there's something unique, there's something special about the mesiras nefesh on shmiras Shabbos. I think I mentioned the Maisa once about the friend of mine, he told me about his grandfather when they were running away from the Nazis. So he put all these Zibur Shabbos, he put his whole family onto the train and told them, go on the train and get off at this station or whatever, and I'll try and meet you there. Or be'ich kenisht, I can't. He couldn't be Machal Shabbos. He couldn't. I'm not discussing the right or the wrong of it. They know I know say, but he couldn't be Machal Shabbos. Ah, it's Pekuch Nefesh. If it wasn't, he wouldn't put his wife and kids on the train. Be'ich kenisht. So he went and he hid away the whole Shabbos and whatever, and eventually he met up with him after Shabbos and whatever. If you look in Rabbi Tetz's book, this man's grandson or son, the whole story, I think it must have been his son. There's a chapter in Rabbi Tetz's very first book, there's a chapter called A Man Called Shabbos. That's what came from that moment where this man said, Obe ich kenisht, I can't. One of his great-grandchildren told me, he said, those words still ring in our ears. There's no one in the family today that's not Shomer Shabbos. Those words ring in their ears. He was Moisei Nefesh for Shabbos. What allowed him to whatever? Odpam. I'm not going into the loch of it, but you see, there were people that couldn't be Machal Shabbos. When this man came to South Africa, just the interesting story. So they lived in a small village outside Johannesburg. And he went to the Rav there and he told the Rav, just tell you how bad things were, just to get a sense. Those of you from America know how bad it was. When Rav Avigdor Miller said he davened that just hopefully one of his kids would be Shomer Torah and mitzvahs. That's all. Just give me one kid that's still Shomer Shabbos. So that's how bad America was. Well, how bad it was in South Africa. He came to South Africa. Eventually they escaped. They got to South Africa. And he went to the Rav to ask him to help him to find a job where he didn't have to be Machal Shabbos. It's a reasonable request, right? It was very hard to keep Shabbos and still get a job in those days. So he went to ask the Rav to help him. The Rav said to him, forget about Shabbos, my boy. Yeah, there's no Shabbos. Hey, yeah, you want to survive, you want to live, you want to eat. You better work on Shabbos. So this is, you're telling this guy who wouldn't get on the train to save his life. So he said, you I don't need. And he went and whatever, he started a little business or whatever. From that came a very mefuah family. His son spoken in the yeshiva even, whatever. There was a man that makarav Rabbi Tetz. Imagine the schus of that one. I can't go on the train on Shabbos. That was so we see we know many stories from the Holocaust, whatever, given what they went through in order to be able to be Shomer Shabbos. Well, Pidin, they were allowed, could be even Mukhaif to Machal Shabbos. So there's something interesting going on here about Mesiras Nefesh and Shabbos. So what's the reason bechayra? There's three serious averas that a person does have to give up his life. The kain keshiboim lavira la das tsarich limso atzmoi al kol avera shelo lavod befehesia shelo tochal l'ashem. When they want you to be over la das, when people the goyim are mechaving you to give up your religion, to give up our dat, so there is also an inyan of being moise nefesh when it's befehesia, whatever befehesia is, so that there shouldn't be a chilul l'ashem. Va'am muvan. So how do you understand this? The Jewish neshama needs these things. They're dependent on these things. You can't save your life by killing yourself. These things, a Jew, these three things that a person has to give up his life for, are things that you can't live with those things. So I can't ask you give up your. I can't ask you to be over this aveira. To save your life, when being over the severity is giving up your life. A person is over the Avodah Zorah, there's nothing left of him. What do you mean? You know. Yava val yarog. Do it so that you don't get killed. But when you do it, you're not. Then you don't exist. You're not. You have the problem here. The problem is not. The problem is not. These are so serious that you have to die rather than do them. The problem is you can't live and do them, because if you do them, you're a mamela, finished, because there's nothing left. Somebody kills another person, as he's stepped out of reality. He's stopped being what he's supposed to be. A person can be a person can cook basa v'cholov and still continue to be a good, healthy person. You don't have to give up your life for that. But to be oivud of Arizoro, Shlichas Doma, Bagilo Arayas, it takes you out of reality. You can't ask somebody to save his life by destroying his life. The law hid your knee. Marshall, Le'echa Chenofel Toich Sir Ha'oimed Ala Esh. Marshall, somebody fell into a pot that's standing on the fire. V'kiyatzel Atzmoy Alidei Kvitze Me'asir. El Tocha Esh Ha'boeres. He can save himself from being boiled in the pot, but jumping out of the pot into the fire. So you can't ask a Jew to save himself by jumping out of Avodah Zorah to save his life, by jumping into Avodah Zorah to save his life, because you're saving your life by destroying your life. That's understood. But Cain argishu yisom tzadikim shekeshegozu aleim harishoyim l'chal Shabbos. These tzadikim also understood, or felt, or had an understanding that when the goyim were mitzuv on them to mimchal Shabbos, haray Shabbos he etzem akeshim, Hashem is baruch vadveikus lemakochaim. Shabbos is, that's my keshim with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's my connection to the source of life. Vagam she'alocha einu mechaves mesiris nefesh. True, the locha doesn't mechave mesiris nefesh. Avo be'epsem ergishu kach. Ech nechal loise v'afilu latziris nafshenu. How can I mechal Shabbos even to save my life? Mutav limso nefesh leboira leman Shabbos kodesh yitzipo nafshenu v'chayinu la'ad. Because that's where I live. You're asking me to give up Shabbos, you're asking me to give up, ani lo yachol. Once again, I'm not going into the loch of what was right, what was wrong, was it should he have got on the train, he shouldn't have gone on the train, and all the other hundreds of stories like that. We're trying to understand, we see clearly from the Chazal, from the Metzias, that there's from the ancient Knesset HaGedolah, there's an aspect here of Mesiras Nefesh when it comes to Shabbos. What is that? It's my whole Shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Shabbos, my whole connection, my whole understanding of reality, my connection to Olam HaBa'is through Shabbos. You're asking me to give that up to save my life? What's my life worth if I give that up? Umakam machala chasfa chalila ukadoime lukola shita savaira gedoile hi limno michidl Shabbos. Obviously, when somebody's ill, it's an enormous avaira not to machal Shabbos to save his life. The person says, listen, I'm very ill. I'm not getting Michal Shabbos. I can't. You're asking me to Michal Shabbos to save my life. So you ask me to save my life by killing myself. And he lo yachol. That's a big avera. V'tzarich la'achmi ma'od b'zeh. V'chumri yaseira filu al sof. Sveik sveika shal pukuch nefesh. There a person even on a sveik sveika of pukuch nefesh is to be Michal Shabbos. Aval his oireruz g'doy le'yesh kan lizeh ma'od b'shmiris ha'shabbos. So we see ya. It's a lomdus to work out what's going on here. Mitzad echad, not to mechal Shabbos when the going are forcing you to, with the gzeirah shmad, where there's the Nazis and Stalin and his cohorts are forcing you to mechal Shabbos. There's this aspect. And I give up my life for that because not to keep Shabbos, life's not worth it. There's no life for somebody who's mechal Shabbos. The Torah says, yeah, but your life is still very important to me. So important that it's a terrible avair if you don't save your life by being Mechal Shabbos. So there's this disconnect here to a certain extent. What are you telling to me, Makadashem Shemayim? We understand to a certain extent how you can be Mechal Shabbos. It's actually the Torah tells you don't do it. So what do we extract from this? There's an enormous, enormous inspiration. There's an enormous isoirus here on how careful one has to be about Shmiras HaShabbos. Ubiyuchad beregoyim kashim. Especially when these are difficult situations. For example, shebolo orchim, bushu gedoyle, shechosa eze parit chashuv al ha-shulchan. there's a terrible embarrassment because there's going to be something important missing from the, we've all had these experiences, correct? Where you're having visitors for Shabbos and something happened and now you don't have cholent or whatever, yeah? Oh, it's happened to me. I've had two, everyone's got had little experience. I had two major experiences like this. Wow, terrible, terrible. The Lord says, I'm nisoin gadol. Nisoin gadol. You'll find hetering for them. Yeah, you'll find you all the moira hetas. I can still remember all the cheshbonos I had in my head that day when we were trying. Or be inyan adibu kagon divrei meka for meko. Or a person will he has to talk urgently to somebody about a certain business thing or certain things that are not spoken about on Shabbos. Suddenly gets an unbelievable idea on Shabbos. And he wants to discuss it with somebody straight off the davening. He wouldn't talk in shul about it. They'll go outside and they'll talk about it outside the shul there. He's platzing to share this with his friend. Those are big nisoinas. This is a very important person came to town, and this person wanted to visit him, and this oreach promised him that he would come see him on Lel Shabbos. It was a big covet for this man that this person was going to come visit him. What did the Sotan do? Hashkichu lohoisif neft b'nairoi v'hidlik esaneh kimat haneft nisha melel ha-shabbos v'nel ha-shabbos kodesh b'yimas ha-choyref ha-erech adna lo bo v'hinei choshev lakbot v'chayda zeh lo shalit b'nafshay l'natun ha-kolon hazeh sh'yav ha-arech v'yimtsu b'choyshech v'yoyse neft b'nairoi b'shabbos. What did the Sotan do? The Sotan got him to not put enough. In those days, they used to use neft. They used to put a little bit of oil or whatever in the candles. The Sotan got him not to put enough in there. And he realized the candles are going to go out. This choshuva guest is going to come on Shabbos. And they're going to be sitting in a dark room. They're terribly embarrassing. So he added neft to the neiros. That's a big nisoin. We're not asking to jump into fire for Shabbos, but that's a big nisoin of mesiras nefesh. That's a big nisoin of giving up your life for Shabbos. Not literally. Aval embarrassment? Embarrassing somebody is like killing them. So if you're a matzah, you're going to be embarrassed. Yeah? Or you can machal Shabbos and you won't be embarrassed. You do it with shino, you do it with your teeth, you do it, you find all millions of etarim to do it. Aval, when you don't do it, your mamash gave up your life kapshuta. Vamem yesh bo ktsat guzma, shekol echad mitanu bo Hashem, enu choshed lechal Shabbos b'malocha d'raisa b'matzav kazeh. The marshal is a little bit exaggerated for shteis. Nobody here is going to be machal Shabbos d'raisa because of a situation like this. Aval kamet tzrichim anu chizik bedvarim hamesupokim lanu v'yisurim kalim shenichsholim behem v'metzovim kashim Hashem yishmereinu. Many, many little things that a person does or whatever because of these matzavavim, a person has to be aware and also realize. There's a big positive takeaway here is when you don't do it, it's mamash like you gave up your life. We had a matzav once that in the old days, the fridges, they didn't have these fancy electronic Shabbos switches. You have to take out the globe. You have to disconnect the bulb or put a magnet on the kaftor there, whatever. We were having guests coming for Shabbos, and I forgot. Opened the fridge, and it was already off to Shkia, and the light was on. As most can be told, you can't close the fridge. I said, okay, I live in Tifrach when it gets hot. So we worked out, we took a big blanket, thick blanket, and we put some heavy stuff on top of the fridge, and we put the blanket to keep the fridge, at least the cold air in through the blanket, yeah? One of the heavy things that we put on there fell off and landed on the blech and put out the gas. So now there's no cholent and the fridge is, okay, that was a Shabbos to remember, okay? Anyway, but you know what the nishoinis are there? you're standing looking at this fridge and the light's on, and you know what an insane that is to turn it, not to turn. Baruch Hashem, I wasn't alone. I was with my wife at the time, so we both looked at each other. We were like, no, we're not taking out the bulb. But ze kore, ze mamash, mamash yochol likro. I once had a situation where a guest coming for Shabbos, bali tshuva, trying to make karev and whatever. They were just sitting out, and they were vegetarians. So we had a par of cholent, and then the rest of the cold food was meat. But the cholent was parav. That was all we had for them. And in the morning there was a lightning storm or whatever, and the chashmal went, and the cholent was in a crock pot or whatever. And he's showing gadol to just flip up the switch, you know. And then, oh, you do it with shino, do it with your elbow, whatever. Anyway. We found a solution to that problem with the poisek. The big poisek, we helped us with the goy, whatever. In South Africa, it's easier because there's goyim everywhere. But anyway, those are big nishaynas. Now, when you don't flip the switch, so that's, I was just mekadoshemed, I was moise nefesh, because embarrassment is mamash like giving up your life. So there's a big takeaway. First of all, the takeaway, he's saying that a person has to be very careful. There's an Indian, you have to be very careful. Know your halachas, obviously, don't go mad. You have to enjoy your Shabbos, don't go mushuga. About a person has to know what he's dealing with and look out for these nisoinas because they happen quickly. You forgot to switch on the air conditioner, you forgot to switch off the air conditioner. There are many, many things a person has to do before Shabbos comes in that sometimes we forget. And then you sit there and you, that's the first thing. And the second takeaway is when you don't succumb to the nisoin, it's mamash like you gave up your life for Shabbos. Kupshuto. That's for me was the big takeaway. Yeah. Okay. Let me just finish off here quickly. We have to remember, take his chizuk from all those great tzaddikim who went into fire and ice not to be mechal Shabbos. Chil Shabbos he akira mamish mimakoa chayim ateva. Being mechal Shabbos is mamish uprooting yourself, it's disconnecting yourself from the source of life. Okay, there's more. Yeah, we'll have to finish off. But that's the vort. Yeah, the vort is in Achinami. Al pi halacha, there's no inyan of mesiras nefesh on Shabbos. But we see there's a big inyan of mesiras nefesh on Shabbos. And how you mishalev those two sugyas is in a practical halacha lamaisa way is in our day-to-day Shabbos. You're going to encounter nishenus on Shabbos. You're going to encounter nishenus on Shabbos. You left the light on in the room. You did the. This happens to everybody all the time. Hashem should spare us from these things. First, you have to learn the lochas of Erev Shabbos. Just started learning a Chesna Sefer on Shabbos. So there he spends he's got a whole Sefer just on Erev Shabbos. Because if you prepare properly, then first of all, you don't have so many shalas. You don't have the nishenus. If you just do everything properly, by Erev Shabbos, you know, you have lists and you do it properly, so then you're less likely to get into trouble on Shabbos. So we have to prepare properly. But if you didn't, then you're sitting the sotan, like we said, the sotan gets his guard not to put enough oil in the candles. And now what do you do? What do? You've got this visitor coming, you're going to sit in the dark. Yeah, so you'll be embarrassed. So you just gave up your life. Remember the tzaddik who jumped into the fire rather than be machal Shabbos, or rolled in the snow, or took the beatings from the Nazim rather than be machal Shabbos. And so you'll be embarrassed about that mamash giving up your life. And when you do that, there's a lot to be besameach about. Okay. A good night of Shabbos.
Hey, Shkoya. Good Shabbos. Okay. Well,
appreciate it. I'll too.
Okay.